Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer, it's upon us, which means it is time to get your grill on. And even though the weather is going to feel probably more like early spring maybe than summer, this weekend marks the date that Massachusetts will lift all remaining COVID-19 restrictions, which means you might even celebrate in some of the ways we used to. So, with summer and reopening approaching, are you going to grill? And what are you going to make? What questions do you have about how to make it really good? That's what we're doing, and we want you to call. You can also share some of your favorite grilling sauces, marinades, items to put on the grill, creations. Let's have some fun with this, folks. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK, or you can send us a tweet at Radio Boston. So we have two guests we're welcoming back to grill and talk grill with us, local chef and culinary instructor Joe Gatto, host of From Scratch on Pluto TV, and Cheryl Strotter, chef and owner of Soleil in Nubian Square. Cheryl, welcome back.
Thank you. It's a joy to be here. I'm excited.
I am too. And Chef Joe, great to have you back too.
I am excited.
All right, let's do this. Cheryl, why? Why are we so excited? What is it about the grill that just makes us all so happy?
There is something that is really cool when you put fire to food and you get that charcoal or smoky taste that's infused in whatever is on your grill.
All right, so that gives me a chance to say, okay, Joe, you are the From Scratch guy. You have actually made charcoal on your show. So picking up on what Cheryl just said, what is the key to a good charcoal for getting that smokiness and the right flavor into whatever's on the grill?
I mean, the big thing for me when I'm on the grill is you want to get those coals super hot. You want to make sure they're white and really, really hot, where you can't really hold your hand too long over those coals, because, you know, you're really looking for that heat for caramelization, which is the key to everything, so we can get that beautiful sear. If we're cooking too early, we don't want that to happen, because we're not going to get that browning happening and that caramelization and that yumminess. So definitely get your grill hot. That's a big, big thing.
And Cheryl, are you an agnostic on the ancient battle of gas versus charcoal, or do you have a preference?
I actually have both at my house. It depends on the flavor that I want and the protein that I'm cooking, or actually the vegetable that I'm cooking. So I enjoy using both methods. And as was shared, it must be hot, whether it's the charcoal or the gas. I'm a big fan of marinating items, but I do like both.
All right, so we're going to get to the veggies thing and the marinating thing in just a minute. But listeners, 1-800-423-8255. Are you going to grill this weekend? Are you charcoal or gas? If you're about to go to a barbecue and you haven't since before the pandemic, what are you most looking forward to? And let's hear about those vegetables and sauces. Unusual things that you can cook on a grill. We want to hear about all of it from you. All right, so let's talk about veggies that grill well. Joe.
I'm a big bok choy fan. I just think that's such
I was
a
not expecting the first vegetable to be bok choy. Sorry, you threw me.
Out of the gate, you know, I like to throw a little curveball. So, you know, I just love how that grills up with those beautiful grill marks and you're getting that nice browning. It's just a delicious vegetable to throw on there, and it always surprises people. So, you know, that I think that's a great one to start with.
And what else?
Oh, I mean, corn. You know, you got to go corn.
And how? How do you do corn without burning it? How do you do it without burning it?
You know, you want to get a little char on that corn. So what I do to cut down time when, you know, we're cooking for the family or having a big epic barbecue doing something like that, you know, I boil it beforehand just to cook it, and then I finish it on the grill, and you want that char on there, you know? You want to get that beautiful char to get those flavors, so it's getting nice and complex, because the sugars in the corn are going to just slightly char and burn and brown, and it's going to be all different flavors and textures through the whole corn, on, you know, the whole cob. So yeah, corn's a big, huge one. And then you can make a nice little, you know, garlic butter or something that like that for the table, which people will slather all over it and shove in their pie hole.
Yeah, that sounds good. So I'm assuming then unshucked, no foil, nothing, straight on the grill.
Yeah, I go straight on the grill. I'm a big believer in that.
Straight on. That's right. Cheryl, how about you and vegetables? We, you know, we have a lot of vegetarians out there who want to be able to enjoy the grilling, and there's so much great stuff you can put on a grill.
There is. If you cut the vegetables lengthwise, let's say, for example, zucchini or yellow squash, that grills nicely. You could always do the circular cut for eggplant. But I also like sweet potatoes on a grill as well. Mm. So anything veggie and firm works for me on a grill.
So with sweet potatoes, I'm curious about this. Do you, you know, bake them first and finish them on a grill, kind of the way Joe said he boils the corn and then finishes it on the grill? Or do you do that potato on the grill from beginning to end?
I started out with some water to get it a little tender. Really, you don't want it too soft. You want it a little firm so it will stand up on the grill. But I do put it in the water, some seasoning, and then put it on the grill with some cinnamon and brown sugar. Amazing. Mm.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Yeah. I'm going to throw that number out one more time to listeners, 1-800-423-8255. So I want to get to marinades, but first I feel like the elephant in the room is the fact that it may be warm today, but it's not going to be great weather this weekend. But people still grill, right? You can still grill in the cold. Joe, do you grill in the cold? Are you going to grill no matter what the weather is this weekend?
If it was snowing, I'd be grilling. I mean, let's be honest. I'll have a snowman grill mate next to me, and I love grilling all the time. Whether, you know, whatever it is, I'm out there. I like getting the fire started. I like being out back. I just love the whole grilling experience.
And do you grill something different when it's chillier than if it's, you know, 90 degrees out?
You know, it's really just like whatever I have, I'm grilling. So it could be salmon. You know, it could be filet. It could just be, you know, we do tamales at the house a lot, and those finish beautifully on the grill because you can get a little smoke on them. So anything I can throw on fire, I'm throwing on fire.
So, Cheryl, I think a lot of people probably won't let the bad weather this weekend keep them from being together. And it still sticks with me. We had you on the show recently to talk about Soleil and the vibe that you have missed. And that's really stuck with me. So what is the vibe of the barbecue? And what are you most looking forward to getting back to with that?
I think the vibe around barbecue is everybody getting together. We have been so separated for the past year. And the vibe with food, it's a common thread that we all have. We all eat whatever our culture is. So I miss the excitement and the joy and the stories and the fun and the laughter. That's the vibe that I look for when I'm grilling.
Let's go to the phones here. 1-800-423-8255. We've got Dave on the line in Orleans. Tell us about grilling, Dave. What do you want to talk about?
Hi. I just wanted to mention the portabellas.
For grilling. How do you cook them, Dave?
Well, my girlfriend likes to get them with the soy sauce, so you just fill them up like a little bowl with some soy sauce, a little fish sauce, and then, a little S&P, put them right on the grill, and it just steams up. I was like, okay, you know, I'm not a portobello guy, but I was blown away.
That does sound delicious. Joe Gatto, is that the prime way to cook portobellos on the grill?
Yeah, I was wondering what time he was going to invite me over. You know, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, we're doing them tonight.
Okay,
Say that again, Dave. You're doing them tonight?
For you?
we grill every night. You got to grill early and often. You grill all winter long. Get that grill going, in my opinion.
Amen to that.
Absolutely.
So, okay, but to that point, what about our listeners, Cheryl, who don't have a grill, can't grill outside? How do you get some of that grill feel cooking indoors? You know, you use a skillet, do you fire up the George Foreman? You know, how do you do that?
So there are some pans that are perforated and you get those ridges that will give that grill look. So let's say, for example, I want to have some salmon. A neat way to do salmon is to marinate it. And a marinade, a real quick one, is an acid, an oil, and an herb. So, for example, you could mix lemon juice, lemon rind, with an oil and some fresh herbs. Let your salmon sit in that for a little while and put it on a hot perforated pan, and it will look like it was grilled.
That sounds fantastic, but I did notice that you said look. You did not say taste. Well,
it will taste, it will still taste, you know, as if it were cooked inside. It will look and give the appearance of being grilled. You can make a smoker in your house. You know, I don't know how much people want to get into foil and wood chips and things like that in their home, but you can actually make a small version of a smoker on your stove.
Awesome. All right, listeners, acid plus oil plus spice. What ones do you like to combine? Call us with your favorite marinades, sauces for grilling. 1-800-423-8255. Joe Gatto, Marquise in our studio wants to know about a good mix for some spicy wings. What do you got?
I mean, spicy wings, I'm a big believer in like a dry rub and then hitting it with the sauce after. And for that, you know, I'm using some cayenne, I'm using some chipotle so I can get a little smoke and heat, some chili powder, cumin, garlic powder, onion powder, and then I'm rubbing those wings down, then I'm baking those off, and then I'm finishing them on the grill when I'm hitting them with a nice barbecue sauce that I've made, because you want to let those wings cook first and then hit them with the sauce at the very end so you're not burning your sauce, but you're getting that nice char on there. And it's all sticking and makes that gooey mess that you can just, you know, you should be using at least 10 napkins.
So Cheryl, you talked about proteins earlier and you've given us sort of the formula for a marinade, but what about rubs? What rubs do you love to use with what proteins? Can you put a rub on anything you grill?
So I'm pretty consistent with the rub, and the ingredients that were shared is what I use across the board. I mean, it's important to have that cayenne, that cumin. Those are good combinations. I like onion powder. There are pre-made rubs that you can get in the store if you don't want to follow a recipe, but it is important to rub and then cook, because you want to season your food at each level. I know some people will just take chicken, they'll put it in a marinade and then put it on the grill. I season my chicken, let it sit for a few hours, then I'll put it in a marinade. Like, I want that intense flavor at every level that I am handling the food.
So what about ambiance, the two of you? When you host, what is important other than what's on the grill? Joe?
I mean, you have to have music and tons of people. I mean, for me, like, if there's some great tunes going and there's a ton of family and friends there and the fire is going and I'm grilling, I'm set. Okay, maybe a drink in my hand. So, you know, that to me is, that screams summer, that screams fun. I'm actually planning a big barbecue at my house coming up at the end of July, which we're calling the epic post-pandemic barbecue of 2021, and we're shutting down the whole street because like that's the kind of party I want, and I want that grill going. You know, I want to go through 2 or 3 propane tanks during the day.
Wow. And how about for you, Cheryl, what goes alongside what's on the grill to make a great barbecue?
So you would think that he and I were sitting together because he stole my thunder. You have to have good music. You have to have people inside and outside. I love entertaining on my deck, on my grass, in my house. You know, some sort of cocktail has got to go along with it, you know, that complements the food. And just people getting together. That's, I mean, he and I, wait a minute, when's the party?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm going to have to get your email and throw an invite out there.
Well, you know, you guys are breaking my heart. We for 18 years in a row, held a Memorial Weekend barbecue. And of course, last year didn't do it, couldn't do it. This year didn't plan it because we thought we couldn't do it. And you're making me hunger for those times back together, right? It fills us up. It fills our cups so much. So producer Jamie Bologna wants to know about grilling pizza. If you want to try to grill pizza, what do you have to keep in mind? What are the conditions for grilled pizza success?
I mean, we do grill pizzas a lot for big events we do in the seaport. We're always using the grill for that. You can do it directly on the grates if you pre-bake your crust a bit. But, you know, for us, we use a product called the steel, the baking steel, which goes right on our grill. And we can get that up to, you know, 500, 600 degrees and really get that super hot. Because for me, that's the key to a good pizza is when you're sliding on your pizza dough, you want that leoparding on the bottom. You want that beautiful leopard crust on the bottom, and you don't want it to cook too long. You just want it to rise, and you want the cheese to melt on top. So we're really looking for a lot of heat. I love using the steel. You can use a stone as well. I find the steel is much more effective than a stone because the stones crack very easily. If you're doing it directly on the grates, though, I mean, that's something, you know, you want to do it 3/4 of the way in your oven. That way you can do it, you know, just dough onto the grates, but you could have a couple miscues that way. But if you want to make it really easy, do it partly in your oven, then finish your whole pizza on the grill and, you know, get some lump charcoal on there so you get the smoke, you get the fire, and you'll get that beautiful effect on it. It will be delicious.
All right, so Cheryl, Joe gave us a lot of good coaching there about what goes underneath the pizza. If you're going to grill a pizza, what's the best thing to put on top of it?
I'm a big fan of veggies and chicken some sort of way. So it could be little pieces of barbecue chicken or jerk chicken, but I like that as a protein. You could do other things, but that's my favorite and my go-to.
All right, so as we were preparing for this segment, producer Paris Alston threw down the challenge, which was to ask you guys how to make, pick one, an Impossible Burger, a Beyond, a Veggie, a Turkey Burger taste as good as an all-beef one on the grill. So I have thrown down. Who's going to accept the challenge?
To make a turkey burger as good as a beef burger? Is that the challenge?
Can you do it?
I've got a really good little tip. So
go for it.
My wife doesn't eat beef. And what I do is I take the turkey meat and then I have like an Italian turkey sausage and I grind that up and mix it in with the turkey meat. And you get this amazing flavor and it holds together and like people just can't figure out why it's so tasty. So it's a good way instead of just adding spices.
Because you're putting pork in there.
No. It's a turkey sausage.
Oh, okay. I'm like, Joe, I think you're stepping out of the bounds of the challenge.
Here we go. So we're going to throw some beef and pork into the turkey burger. No. No, we're going to throw a turkey sausage and grind that up in the food processor. It's a good little just tip and really easy, and you can change the flavors up really, really, really simply.
All right. So actually, that sounds fabulous. Cheryl, how about you? Impossible, you know, a veggie burger of some kind. Can you make that as satisfying, at least, as a beef burger on a grill?
Impossible burger is a good replication of a beef burger. The thing with Impossible Burgers is you have to infuse it with a lot of seasoning. So I like Montreal steak seasoning rubbed into the Impossible Burger. That's the best that I've tasted so far when it comes to a non-traditional burger using the steak, Montreal steak seasoning.
Now, I have to say, for the prime burger in our house is ground sirloin with a rub of Lawry's seasoned salt and Montreal steak spice, and then, you know, cooking that. So also, let's just talk about we just got a little bit of time, Joe, quality of the protein. How important is that?
That's everything.
Can you make?
I mean,
okay.
That's everything. I mean, quality is what counts. I mean, the best way for me cooking is very few ingredients, but quality ingredients. And, you know, for me, I'm not a big on like big, huge burgers. I like sliders. That's my jam. But doing a grind yourself, you know, we use a little brisket, chuck, you know, and grinding that and getting just top notch beef. You want to taste the beef. And that's what the whole burger is about. So spend your money there, you know, and make some rolls yourself. They're super easy to make, and that's a really tasty treat.
All right, Joe Gatto, host of From Scratch on Pluto TV, and Cheryl Strotter, chef and owner of Soleil in Nubian Square. That was fun. Thanks, both of you, and happy barbecuing this weekend.
Thank you, Tiziana. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, everybody. Get grilling.